In this world, nightmares lurk. They hide in our neighborhoods, walk our streets, wear our faces. But they are not us. They are the world's best kept secret, and we are gonna find them. Welcome to Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell.
Hello everyone and welcome. This is a Chronicles of Darkness tabletop campaign played in the Hunter the Vigil storyteller system. And this week we got the giggles, right Deanna?
Stop encouraging
Why
her.
Why do you do this to me? I was being so good.
Because it's our third try starting this. And you can't
Let's just go
us.
With it. At this point, we're going with it.
I'm going with it. So we left our table last episode at the start of what seems to be a fight, right?
Yeah.
Potentially.
Probably.
No, I think we're going to talk nice to it.
We could talk it out.
The faceless fae creature from your last encounter in this gorge is standing by the screen door into what appears to be the hedge. And I'd say roughly 40 feet away in the middle of a field, which is much less overgrown than it previously was, is dead on the ground with some kind of large creature above it. Roll initiative, please.
Well, we don't even get the option.
I mean, you all are welcome to talk. You do it all the time, and it does actually work.
That's true. Not this time, though. Yeah. There's a true fae in the real world. Abernathy's going to fuck it up.
Let's not call it a true fae, but it's something.
Abernathy's going to fuck it up.
Okay.
I was like, is there another part of that sentence?
I turned the page on the script.
He's going to put his dick in it.
Don't put your dick in it.
I'm going to put my shotgun in it. Which for many people is
I really,
the same.
I really hope you mean the faceless one.
The word Richard is engraved on the side. So.
Yeah. Sorry, I got to pump my Richard.
I don't want to do the show.
Welcome to the show, everybody.
I know I record at home, but I'm going home.
Okay. Oh, so I've got my initiative roll ready.
All right. I am almost ready for your initiative roll.
You've had a whole week to be ready for this, Buckle.
Yes.
I have used none of it. Mason, what'd you get?
10 is my initiative.
That's it. What a disappointment. Yep. Darla?
9.
Worse.
10's not bad.
10 is good. It's better than the 5 I usually roll.
Yeah, but I'm just going to shame everybody. Steven, what did Wolf
get? I got a 10.
A 10 is your, what is it, dexterity higher or lower than 2?
It's lower.
All right, then you're going to go between Mason and
Darla. Why is
that
2? That should be 3. Wolf. That should be 3.
I might have docked you when we did our audit a while back. JD?
Yes.
9.
We did this before. You all have all the same stuff.
We have the same decks.
I'm just going to put you after, Darla.
Fine.
Because I don't want to go through it again. And
Abernathy rolled a 16.
And Abernathy is a little champion.
Oh.
Abe, look Spice. At you, top of the order. I know, I'm just on fire today.
I'm a good boy.
You're a very good boy.
Yeah, Abe just saw that initiative and took a shit all over it.
Abe was ready. Mason is still mourning the loss of his bombs, so he didn't quite get his usual.
You guys don't see the far off look in his eyes, the tear he's trying to
the
conceal.
Single manly tear. So yeah, Abe, what do you want to do?
Shoot it a fucking lot.
Okay, which one? The previously a little girl or the faceless monster?
Okay. Abernathy, I think, would know that true fae are smart enough not to go into the actual real world, so they send, like, basically an avatar.
Mm-hmm.
What is their... there's a word for it, though. I'm trying to remember. Pope, do you remember what these things are called?
usually they don't get names. Usually they're just kind of like mannequins.
Mannequins? That's what they're called?
Minion?
I don't believe so.
Okay.
I just always call them that.
Gotcha. So this thing is, he knows it's a stand-in for the Fae. But that thing is trying to get to the actual Fae.
The one that was once a fetch.
Yes.
Trying to get through the door.
I think he's just going to try and kill the fetch. So.
All right.
All right. Here we go. 3-4 dex. Four for firearms. And 7 for his dice mod. Gonna blow that sucker away. Okay. Reroll that. Reroll that. Okay, third reroll. 4th reroll. Okay, there we go. Now I can actually count them. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 successes.
I'm so sorry, but it's incorporeal.
No! Okay.
What? The bullet goes through.
Well, I'm glad that I learned that. This is valuable information.
I'm so sorry. That was such a good roll. Give yourself a willpower for that.
Okay.
I feel bad.
Okay. Thanks for the willpower. I was ready to roll with that punch, but I just like, I'm okay. Yeah, I can live with this.
So next up is the Fae creature. I guess Abernathy's closest.
Yeah, I probably am.
I dropped down from the tree to try and...
on your turn, did...
No, before combat started, I wanted to be able to...
Yeah, you did say that.
Do something, shoot at it, prime my explosives, I don't remember.
Okay.
What is all that dice for?
I dropped one back there. They're apparently for not rolling successes.
Apparently not.
But 4 is probably enough.
I'd say.
What is Abe's... Abe, roll resolve composure. We'll do this a straight up contested roll.
Okay. Resolve composure. Against all those dice?
Yes.
Huh. We're sitting at 3 successes with 2 to re-roll. Oh, we're at 4. 4 successes.
You're on fire today, dude.
Defender wins.
So, the...
Yeah, defender
the
wins.
The faceless fae creature turns its chin towards you, and you feel a sort of pins and needles sensation up and down your body, but it does not take on your form.
No man
you
like me.
Evidently... Or know yourself well enough that it can't impersonate you.
Okay, great.
At least this time around it didn't. So that's cool. So next we're going to do not April. And she's going to try this cool dread power.
No.
Ooh.
Sounds like a bad thing.
Dread power.
Dread powers are really neat. Dread powers are for when you're a bad DM like me and you didn't draw actual changelings. You can just refer to this essentially skill set in the Hunter book that's designed to be multi-splat friendly. And it's just stuff like, like what I'm doing, ride corpse.
The horrific shit they can do.
Or impress, or lurk in darkness. They're just powers that you can assign to different splats if you just want to play them without having to go through all of the character create steps for an NPC that your players will immediately kill.
Where was this
Can we go back to
it?
Ride corpse, please?
Go back about
those are steps. Words that should not be in conjunction.
I don't think we need to because it failed on all dice.
Wow. You're feeling good about
this. Corpse wasn't gonna ride.
In fact, critically failed.
Is that a trip over corpse, maybe?
Is it now material and I can kill it?
It transfers its senses into the corpse and then finds it can't animate the corpse. And it lies trapped in the body for a full 24-hour period.
Oh, so it fucked itself.
Yeah, it just fucked itself real good. So now you won't only have to deal with the other fae creature that you already encountered. The fetch is
Thank you for telling us that happened.
In that corpse. Well, I'm glad that I just name dropped the ability because it actually turned out to be super useful for explaining what just happened. So you all just see the big demon attempt to return. Well, it's not really a demon. I have to be careful how I use that word in this system. But it returns to the body that it was just kicked out of by your bullet.
Get out of here.
As far as you all can tell, it makes an attempt to sort of rise and the body kind of quivers like it's a seizure, but then it remains dead. So that makes it
not creepy at all.
Mason's turn, and now the only creature that you can see is the fake creature.
Willpower bullet, risking. All right. Willpower bullet, risking willpower.
Go for it. Are you gonna do the extra dice and the three exceptionals?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no. Exceptional success doesn't do anything for firearms. I'm just gonna do 9 again then.
Okay.
Well, if you use your bow, you can stake it.
If it was
well, but on your gun, remember, for exceptional, it's unmissable.
Yeah. Oh. Well, but...
But you're not in a situation where it's likely to miss anyway.
Yeah, so...
It would have been, actually, that would have been very useful against the incorporeal thing.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fun.
But yeah, I'm taking...
Because a lot of corporeal, it's like a percentage, it's like a high-low in terms of whether you hit or not.
Actually, I'm taking a physical shot.
Are you? Okay. Sure.
Okay, because we're all going to be doing physical damage, so I might as well just... No, this is the thing that just got missed, so no, willpower. Willpower. Final answer. Sorry, I'm flip-flopping.
Well, now, for clarity, Abernathy, when he missed, was shooting at the fetch.
Right.
Shooting at the fake creature.
I think it's...
But either way, your logic is sound, yeah?
Four successes.
Four successes. Good. It has a defense of 3, so you do 1 lethal.
Okay. Thing is a tank.
It's pretty tough, yeah.
1 lethal willpower damage.
Alright, that makes it Wolf's turn.
Cool. John, did you have Mason attack the mannequin thing or the hedge beast?
The fetch is in the little girl's... Not little girl's. It's in the... In the mannequin corpse. It's in the corpse. The fetch is in the corpse. It's stuck there. So the only thing that's actually present is the thing that chased JD, and I shot at it.
So the hedge beast.
All right. So, Buckle?
Yes.
I would like to use a contract.
All right.
Oh, it's like a fresh jar of peanut butter. It's just scooping right in, and it feels so good.
Yes. So... Mechanically, contracts are, I guess, changeling spells. And the one I would like to invoke is Might of the Terrible Brute.
All right.
Okay.
How about
so? I do not have to roll to invoke this one, but does cost 2 of my 10 glamour. So.
Yeah, I'm gonna keep you on an honor system for that. Just because
I'm marking it.
Eventually, boop. Other people might have glamour too, and I know I won't keep track of it very well.
We don't know yet. One of us might also become a changeling.
We don't know. Who knows? But I know from watching Steven run a multi-splat game that it's for your own sanity. You gotta let your players handle their own clarity.
Wouldn't it be funny if one by one we all became changelings and then it just becomes a changeling campaign?
Now we're just changelings.
It's entirely possible.
Who are pretending to be hunters.
I mean, I can't imagine Buckle would like that super well, but yeah.
Or it's like 4 changelings and a vampire.
Coming to NBC this fall.
4.5 changelings.
So here's what happens narratively. Mason, you fire at the thing, and then Wolf just comes barreling at it from the side and just tackles it to the ground as soon as you shoot it. I mean, after you shoot it.
Okay.
I'm going to roll to grapple it.
All right. Go for it. As a quick note, now that you are yourself a changeling, it does look different.
Oh, what's it look like?
So it has the same general form, but its shoulders have sort of large castle-like spires coming out of it, and its fingers have these sort of twisted, curly Q-like appearance. But the most notable difference is that it is made entirely of crushed mirrors. Like a disco ball. Only jagged and really uncomfortable to touch.
This is gonna hurt me.
Probably, yeah.
I'm okay with it.
Alright.
I'm burning a willpower for this roll.
Okay.
Adding 3. You're looking at 1, 2, 3 successes to grapple.
You got it.
Great. So, Might of the Terrible Brute. I'm going to go ahead and just read the whole thing.
Yeah, please.
The character lets out a terrifying roar of fury and defiance, calling on the powers that once served their keeper and now serves only themselves. Whenever the player wins a contested grapple roll, the changeling gains a new option, move to enact. She may reduce her opponent's strength by 1 and add it to their own.
All right. Good call. So you get 1 strength, I lose 1 strength?
Can you do that over and over again?
Until I run out of glamour, yes.
Oh, shit.
Wow. You can literally just suck the strength out of somebody.
I think it's easier the more you do it. Okay.
Well, I could do it until I reach my max strength.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so you grapple. You're going to take 1 lethal from...
that is totally fair.
...handling broken glass. But you do gain a strength from it anyway, you little masochist, you. And that makes it Darla's turn.
Well, that kind of blew my plan all to hell. Since it's grappled, hey, I'm going to run up and punch it.
Please do.
Yeah.
Okay, so that is strength brawl, right?
Strength brawl, that's right.
With your brass knuckles and not your bare skin.
With brass knuckles, do I add anything to it? Or I haven't used them yet, I don't think.
I drew up stats for them a million years ago. Let me see.
That is a lot of paper.
We've done a lot of episodes.
We have.
Yeah. This is our 40th episode.
Yeah, happy 40th episode, everybody.
Hey! And thanks for sitting as long as you have listening to us.
Be bad at gaming.
More specific. If
we're not that bad.
I make up a lot of rules. I'll be the first to admit it.
Maybe the gaming was the friends we made along the way.
Maybe.
What?
Except we were already friends.
Oh, shit. We are bad.
We are friends. Oh, damn. You're right.
Whoops, that page just came right out.
Whoops, there it is.
Still looking. Yeah, Bob's your uncle on that one.
Let's see what. Oh, that was. Guys, this was Tucker.
Oh, Tucker the fucker. The worst NPC.
I don't miss him. He was a monster, and I hated him.
Worst slash best.
I miss him. Turned him into ash and then left him at
a... Don't you miss him.
Can we not bring that up anymore, please?
This is... I feel like we need to do, like, a clip episode.
Guys, do you remember Tucker?
Episode 50's coming up. I have no idea. So what we're going to do is, first of all, I'm not going to make you take damage for punching the mirror guy because you're not doing it directly. And we'll say it does, on an exceptional, it does lethal instead of bashing there. I fixed it.
Okay. Could have been worse. So 3.
All right. You do damage.
Yay!
But only bashing.
That's fine. I'll take it.
And that makes it JD's turn.
Okay, JD's going to hop down out of the tree and run over and machete it.
Okay.
Are we just gonna comb up and curb stomp this thing?
You know that That's scene in Shaun plan. Of the Dead where they all surround the zombie and then they're all hitting it at once?
Is this the evolution of the
Hungarian human hug?
Yeah.
I'm fine with that.
Version 2.
2.0.
This time we got machetes. It's not so much hugging. It's hacking.
It's called You Hold It, We'll Punch.
Don't stop me now. I'm having such a good time. I'm having a ball. How many we got, dude?
He's counting.
5.
Hey, that's
exceptional.
That's an exceptional.
Nice.
So first off, you do 2 lethal. Congrats.
Jesus.
Good. With your machete.
Machete.
And I guess what do? I guess I'll throw in a bleed. A 1 lethal a turn bleed for your troubles.
Yeah.
For the exceptional.
Is it like mercury blood?
Oh. It's like unicorn blood from Harry Potter.
It bleeds funk.
Think of the disco ball.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay, you know how the Chicago Beam looks? It's like really reflective and it kind of fucks with your perspective.
Yeah.
That's what it bleeds.
Why do we keep talking about the Chicago Beam?
It's a good way to describe how that looks.
It bleeds how chrome mirror, beams?
Let us know if you guys want us to do a show in Chicago or something. Fuck.
I'm just saying, the way that reflective metal looks when it's in a spherical dripping form.
Yeah. Okay.
It's very hard to describe in another way.
So gotcha. It's blood is beans. Got it.
Oh my god.
Ha ha, beans for blood. Beans for blood.
Use your turn.
It's my turn. Okay, already? Abernathy is gonna, like, he's just gonna drop his shotgun and then just run drawing his knife saying, hold it there! And if he can reach it, he's gonna just start.
Okay, it's getting crowded, but I'll give it to you.
Oh, he's just gonna, like, try and just field dress the motherfucker.
Just don't critical fail, because there's a lot of warm bodies around here you could slash instead.
Okay. Strength. I think that's right. Yeah, strength and weaponry. Where's my weaponry? There we go. Okay. One success.
One is not enough. It has a defense of 3.
Okay. How does that look?
It instead of hitting between the shards of mirror, it hits on one and glances off.
Okay.
So it would have been a hit, but it wasn't. That makes it the fey creature's turn. It's going to spend 3 clarity.
That sounds
3
bad.
Clarity?
I like that.
That sounds like a lot of a resource.
That's like us giving up 3
it can
of our
spend clarity. Yeah. That is horrifying.
That it'd be like us spending our integrity.
Yeah.
Where it's just kind of like I'm gonna get even more nuts doing that.
Hey, that Zira can fuck itself.
The table goes silent as we await our death.
An exceptional.
Clickety clack. Click clack.
Unreflect.
Ooh.
Uh-oh.
So, everyone in a 10-foot radius, which is all of you,
except
going
for Mason.
To take, if you cannot make a 3 or higher on a resolve composure, is going to take all the damage it took last round.
Ooh. Can we add willpower to that?
Yeah, you can risk willpower your hunters. That's what you do.
I'm going to.
Am I there?
Are you there? You fired the gun. No, you're out of range.
I'm going to do that.
I'm doing a willpower.
I'm going to risk the willpower.
I'm not risking. I'm just popping.
Is Amelia in range?
Amelia is not in combat.
Oh.
No, I'll just pop one. I don't risk.
Amelia hid at the beginning of this fight, and it's not helped you at all.
How many successes?
3.
I got 2.
Oh, no.
I didn't.
Oh no!
How many did you get?
0.
I got 1.
I mean, it didn't. Everything less than 3 is equally bad, so.
Okay. It's not over yet. Got it.
You 3. Got it?
3.
So
fuck
everyone,
off, JD.
Exactly Mason 3. And JD.
Exactly 3.
Please take 4 lethal.
Oof.
I have one bashing left. Does that mean I just
it
add
fills
them?
In it fills in the bashing, yeah.
Okay. Are we all do we also have bleed?
I'm not gonna inflict a bleed on you all, no.
Okay. Still though, that does knock me down to half health in one turn.
Is it still hurt? Does it still look like it's hurt?
Yeah, it did slough off the damage, but it did share it. It multiplied. Like a mirror.
It reflected it.
Well now I'm glad I didn't stab
if it does that again, I'm gonna seriously die.
Well, you've got one more turn.
Fuck this noise.
Speaking of, whose turn is it?
Not April is not with us anymore, so Mason.
Where's Amelia? So
she's hiding.
Amelia's
she's
hiding.
Oh, okay. So what happened? Did line of sight clear to it when it annihilated everyone?
So what basically happened is the beast gave a sort of a cry and sucked up the blood that was coming out of it and basically splattered it on all of them in an area in like a cloud, and wherever it touched them, it dealt lethal damage.
Okay,
That's what you saw.
It's still incredibly difficult to make a shot on it.
You can make a shot.
Okay. Well, then I'm switching to the physical bullet and using it because it seems like it's been roughed up.
Yeah, the physical damage appears to be working.
Okay.
That's enough to make me want to back off real hard.
Okay, I did not mark out that willpower when I spent it. Pencil.
Okay. Here's one.
Thank you, Dad.
Shoot it, fucking
I'm up. Using my last free willpower, and I'm just adding. I'm not risking.
Okay.
I'm looking at my health right now, and I get sad and scared.
Does your butthole clench a little bit?
I know that usually happens.
You're gonna have to make a fallback character.
It's about time I actually scared you guys.
Actually, Gary's the only person who doesn't have to make a fallback character.
Yeah, he could just be Vic again. Hey guys, I changed my mind.
Hey guys, they put me in the freezer, and now I'm back.
I actually thought about my backup character, and if I do die, it's going to be good. I have a good one.
Okay, cool. Everyone kill Darla.
Thanks.
No, let Darla live.
2K19.
Well, John?
Darla live, 2K19.
Oh, wait. Yes, 4 successes.
Yay! All right, so you hit it, and you do 2 damage.
Is that lethal?
2 lethal, yep. Yeah. You do the normal damage and an extra for rolling over its defense. And it is Wolf's turn.
All right. I'm going to burn 2 more glamour. And I'm going to steal another strength. I'm still in the grapple, right?
Yep. You still got it.
Okay. Do you want me to roll the grapple again?
I'll make you do a maintain grapple, which is strength brawl minus the opposing strength, which is lower now. So yes. Roll your strength brawl minus 2.
He's like a boa constrictor.
Yeah.
But a fairy.
It's a good metaphor.
Oh, buddies. 3 successes.
You got it.
He is clamped.
And I'm stealing another point of its strength. Nice. Does that make it 0?
It makes it 1.
Slurp.
Okay.
It is getting weaker.
It's like a milkshake slurping noise.
Incidentally, it's also getting slower if it were to run.
That's true. Darla's turn.
And Wolf is getting swoller.
So, pissed. I'm gonna punch it again.
You're gonna punch it again?
Yes.
Alright, punched it again.
Punched it again. I wanna risk willpower though.
Alright, you can do that.
So, it's an extra 3, and I'm gonna do the 9 again.
Yeah,
9
I again. Cool. Really hope that this works.
So, that's brawl. And then strength. And then, can I borrow another dice?
Thanks. You get a lot with those brass knuckles.
She's been training.
Cool. I was like garbage, and then it wasn't. Oh, 5.
5! Exceptional.
Yeah. I'm just imagining
super
like shoryuken.
Oh, and with a shoryuken, a really powerful, angry punch, you uppercut the beast and it explodes into a bunch of mirror shards. Wow. You kill it.
That's cool.
With your fists.
Also, very weird.
It's
like smoke coming off of her body, you know?
Okay. So it just like falls apart in Wolf's hands.
She literally punches its head off, and once it's severed, it from the neck up and down, the head and the body slowly just disintegrate into a pile of mirror shards.
Oh, so it's like when a body dies in Super Hot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
nice. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah. Okay,
I don't get the reference.
It's a good visualization if you understand.
If you played that game,
and she's just like, "Take that, you son of a bitch!" That's all right.
Congratulations, Miss Kane. I am bleeding severely.
Mason's gonna run up and, like, while he's running, just tear out whatever field dressings he might have brought with him and start applying it to people. Probably start with Wolf, who looks like he's just kind of lying in a pool of blood.
You notice that Wolf is almost shrinking a little bit. Mm-hmm. As the strength quite literally leaves his body.
And when I'm not doing this, can I see what's in the house from here?
Also, would Abernathy notice that, the shrinking, I mean?
I think it's up to you all whether you think your character is paying attention to Wolf or not at this moment.
Mm-hmm. I think with the threats dispatched, Abernathy would not. Mm-hmm. I'm fine with narratively saying he doesn't notice.
Okay.
JD wants to go over to the body of the fetch and just, like, turn, kick it over.
Okay. Yeah, Amelia is actually already on her way over there as well.
Yeah.
First, we'll resolve this medical check.
Yeah.
So, we'll do intelligence and medicine.
And it's also, like, nervously peering into the house because I don't want more shit coming. Medicine, 2 successes.
While they're doing that, Amelia's heading over towards the girl, right?
Yeah, and so is JD.
Can I call out to Amelia and say, hey, we need to, is there any way we can shut this portal? Can we close this gate?
Amelia looks from the fetch over to the door. And when JD catches up, she sort of points her 2 fingers at her eyes and then at the corpse and then looks at him and is like, don't, while I'm gone, don't, keep looking.
If you look, watch it.
Yes.
If you look away from it, it can disappear.
Well, I am going to be like rolling it over to see if it has life in it at all.
So she goes back to the door.
Darla follows.
And she kind of looks in. Everyone looking in the door, what you see, it resembles the other hedge gate that you've been through. Yeah. In the distance, you see a foggy valley between some very ominous-looking mountains. There's a vague impression of a large complex there, but you can't really make out any details. It's just a shape on the horizon. The woods are dark, unlike the other area of the hedge that you were in. And you see lots of little sort of skittering bodies and the sound of insects near the door. You feel watched when you're in its open area.
Is that like the one I was in St. Louis?
It's closer, yeah.
Closer.
In the sense that different parts of any forest at different times of day will feel different.
Yeah.
It's not the same place, but it has a similar feel. So Amelia looks at it and sort of frowns and closes the screen door on the hedge gate.
Yeah, Darla wants to shoot at the bird before it closes. She's so done.
Okay. I'll let you do that, I guess.
This fairy bullshit.
Oh no, you don't. Blam!
No, just
she's
like,
shooting the bird.
Flipping it off.
Okay. She's
flipping off the hedge gate.
I thought there was just a bird she shot at.
And she looks amazing and she says, do you want to go in now or?
I don't want to go in at all. Why would we?
Oh, okay. And
I don't want anything coming out.
Mm.
We're trying to stop that.
Uh-huh. So you don't want to stop it?
Not now. We're weak. We just got hurt.
Okay.
We want to stop this, and we did. We need to...
Can we seal that door so that nobody can come through it?
No.
Okay, then we need to get this body away and kill the fetch. Which we can't do with physical means.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so she... Wolf, you see her horns glow. The string and the twine and the bits of things hung on them, all sort of charged with power. And the valley returns to how it looked before, to the present day. Um... And that essentially closes the gate. The vines disappear. And once you look through the screen door, it's just a cabin once more. On the other side of the valley, JD and Darla, right? No, Darla's there. JD and somebody are looking at the Fetch's body.
I think it's
just JD.
JD.
Okay, so. Wolf
might have joined him after he got patched up.
Okay. So, anyone who wants to go over there now that the other action's been resolved, it looks for all intents and purposes like a corpse.
It's already dead, but whatever it was that came out of it, I shot and went right through it. And then I saw it go back into the body.
Yeah, I think we all saw that bit.
I've got a thing for that.
You have a thing for that?
This gun is going to attack Will.
Excellent.
So you're just going to shoot it repeatedly, or?
Yes, but not here. What if it escapes again? And then it would just jump through the hedge gate. We need to get it away so we have time.
Amelia kneels down next to the corpse and sort of hovers her face and her horns over it. Not that you all know what she's doing.
Well, yeah, I'm gonna
it just looks like she's moving her head up and down this corpse's body. It's kind of weird. And then she looks up and she says, trapped. She puts her hands and weaves her fingers together to make a sort of cage-looking hand motion. She says, trapped.
It can't get out.
Uh-uh.
Step back, please.
She does. For once in her life, she understands Mason's meaning completely.
I'm going to get a sense of the corpse. Is it in there, really? I can smell, taste.
Yeah, you smell it.
I'm going to keep shooting until
Wait, before you do that, I mean, what if we destroy the body and it just comes out?
Well, I'm not attacking
the body. Then we kill that.
I'm not attacking the body. I'm attacking the essence of the being. When I shoot these bolts, and I'll shoot the ground, it doesn't hurt the ground.
Okay.
And I'm going to keep shooting it over and over and over again until I don't sense anything coming out of it.
All right. Is anyone at the party, as one of your triggers, seeing a friend commit a very violent act?
Nope.
Ask yourself, does that sound like Abernathy?
I'm just making a statement.
I would.
It'd probably be shocking, but it probably would.
Yeah, I would consider an integrity roll.
I need to roll an integrity check.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm asking is, does anyone feel like they need an integrity
check? Yeah, probably.
I feel like this is definitely a clarity check for Wolf.
Because whether they're actual bullets or not, it's still really shocking and unsettling to see a friend of yours just fill a corpse with what would be bullets.
It's also the corpse of a little girl.
It's also a little girl's corpse.
Yeah, I pass. I got 4.
So, Buckle, clarity is a little different.
Yes, it is.
Close.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
So,
changes don't have integrity.
I'm not going
to... Got to, eventually.
Yes. So, clarity, it's going to go up and down a lot more than integrity should. And I need to know, how many dice do I roll for this one? You tell me instead of me rolling the max amount.
I think for Wolf in particular, this is a really tough thing. He's a naturally empathetic person, and it is a child, or at least it looks like a child. So I'm going to say... Yeah?
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, the more dice I get, the easier it is for him.
Right.
So the less dice would make it harder for him to process. Correct. Does that make sense?
Yeah, and I think just like with integrity, you only need one success to pass, right?
To my knowledge, yes.
All right, so let's do 3. 3 dice for this.
3 dice, okay. That is a failure.
All right. So, when changelings fail, clarity.
Do you want me to go ahead and...
Yeah, this is your wheelhouse. Why don't you... I feel like you'll explain it better.
I also have the book right here. So, my clarity take is more or less a secondary health track. It's more like my mental health track. So he could take bashing damage, lethal damage, aggravated damage to his clarity. And he can clear it up in more like organic, holistic ways, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But how much, so on this fail, how much clarity damage do I take?
Since this is our first go around, let's make it two. Let's be
okay, two bashing or lethal?
Two lethal.
Two lethal clarity damage.
Ouch.
So it hurts, but it's not going to kill you.
Okay.
What is one success sufficient?
Is it sufficient to pass? Yes.
Okay.
So, everyone else at the table's
Wolf
good?
Wolf walks away.
Apparently, but yeah.
Yeah, I got four, so Darla's like, okay, just shoot it.
But JD was a lot less settled.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, it was like, it went 1, 3, 3, 3, 1, 2, 0.
So you still passed.
Yeah. Yes. So, it got there.
Do we reach a point at which I'm convinced that it's not...
So, yeah, awesome. It is a moment for everybody. As you repeatedly pull back the hammer and fire and pull back the hammer and fire 8 or 10 times. But eventually the scent of cut grass fades from your senses and you surmise that the fetch has been killed.
And he just, Mason should be standing there breathing hard over it.
And Wolf's gone.
And he just... I don't know. I'd need to walk away.
And as you all are watching, anyone that still is looking, the body that previously looked like a little girl sort of starts to crumble and crack in dust, and it melts away into just a pile of children's toys. Blocks and dolls and little Barbie shoes, and bits of string and thumbtacks. All these remnants of childhood with leaves and twigs and bits of earth were the composition of what previously appeared to be totally human.
I think Mason would get about to the tree line and you'd all hear retching.
They're like, kick some dirt on it.
Yeah, that's appropriate reaction.
Abernathy just kind of nods and says, well, that takes care of disposal. Where did Dr. Wolf go?
He's nowhere to be seen.
Yeah, Stephen, when you said he's gone, do you mean like magically gone, or just did he walk off as well?
He fucked off. Around shot 2 or 3, he, for the first time in this campaign, Wolf ran.
That's heavy.
Understandable reaction. I think we should let him have some time.
I think Darla's gonna go to Mason and sort of put her hand on his back.
He's shaking.
And
just real quick, are we back in the present?
You are back in the present.
Okay.
Put her hand on his back and it's like.
He's made every attempt to get out of eye shot, by the way. He's, like, gone through bushes and what have you.
Well, I mean, she can probably still hear him, so it wouldn't be hard to find. I mean, if puking is like the devil is inside of you.
I found the source of the mysterious puking.
He's just actually just scared a bunch of campers. He's just like, oh! and she puts her hand on his shoulder. And she goes,
jumps a little bit.
I know that you didn't want to do that, but it needed to be done.
I had to.
You did. And it sucked.
A lot of people would have died.
Yeah.
That's what I was trained for, anyways. I'll get over it. Thank you.
But, Mason.
You should check on everyone else. They got hurt.
Mason. Just because you're trained for something doesn't mean it still doesn't hurt, you know?
We're alive.
Yeah.
We're still almost all human.
Yeah, for the most part.
That was a good day.
Yes, we did. We kicked some ass.
I'll be back.
Okay, don't run off anywhere, okay?
Yeah. Just give me a minute.
Okay. She walks back to the group.
Does anyone have a phone I could use? I think that Isaac needs to know that the problem's been settled, at least for the time being.
JD will toss him his phone.
Thank you. And he'll call up Isaac, inform him that they've dispatched the problem.
Does somebody want to go find Wolf, or we shouldn't all scatter like this? It's not safe.
I think it's probably best to give him a minute.
Oh, that's...
Actually, can we go back to the Isaac conversation?
Sure.
So, on the phone, Isaac warns you that he did put out the call to the surrounding societies and hunting organizations. There's not anyone coming to your aid as far as he knows, but he does warn you that you may encounter people and to take caution on your way back.
Gotcha.
Given that you are on the wrong side of town.
All right. I'll make sure to inform Mason in particular. but he just says, all right, so I think it would be best if we try and find Dr. Wolf as quickly as possible. I'm not saying that we're in any danger. I'm just saying that we should probably take some extra precautions because we could very well have eyes on us. When we put out the call with Isaac, all the other hunters in the area found out about it because things could have really gone bad. But for right now, we just need to think about where it is that we're going.
Do you think there's hunters in the woods?
It's entirely possible.
Fuck.
And what do we have to cheer from them?
Depends on if they're friendly with Mason's father. Mason's family, rather.
Can I try an unseen sense? Not unseen sense. I heard the strange for where Wolf would have gone.
Yeah, you know his energy very well at this point. And anyone else is welcome to try and track him using this handy and rarely used ability.
Survival,
yes. Survival.
I get a bonus to survival checks if I have my buoy.
I'll go for it.
You do.
You know what my dice pool is?
One.
Da 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 da.
I got two successes.
Critical failure.
I think Mason might be coming back about now.
It's a one.
But you might be checking on how Amelia's doing.
You found him, JD. He's in this cave.
He's in here.
I got one success.
Okay, well, with one success, you don't find him.
I had two.
Huh?
Two?
Two with your eye for the strange. I'm going to say with two.
He's not hiding. Does that help?
Like, yeah, I think.
He literally just bolted.
I think with two, you can probably sense a trail of his energy and follow it to where he is.
Okay. I'll try and be a slight, like, not like crazy quiet. Not sneaking or anything, but quieter about it just because I don't know who's in the
room. You don't want to spook him and arouse attention. Sure. Well, you find him after a few minutes. Like he said, he's not hiding. He's just trying to get some time to collect himself.
What is he doing?
He has his eyes are shut. He has his back against a tree. And he is breathing really, really hard. He's also sweating more than you've ever seen him sweat.
Wolf, are you all right? Are you hurt?
I'm fine.
Well, you don't.
I'm fine.
You don't look fine. I know.
I know what
Mason did was upsetting.
Where are we?
In the woods. By the campsite, where we were. Before.
Okay. Alright, cool. Can you see him too? He motions towards something and there's nothing there.
No. Is there something there?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Well, what does it look like?
It's Vic. It's just Vic. I didn't think he could be here, so it makes sense he's not here.
Are you hallucinating Vic?
I'm hallucinating. Yes, I'm hallucinating. I don't know what I did back there. I don't know what's going on.
Do you mean the strong hug thing?
Sure. The strong hug. Sure. That's fine.
You know, I don't know much about fairies, but I think we need to get you to somebody who does.
I think I'd like that very much right now. Please tell me you have a cigarette.
Of course. I don't go anywhere without my cigarettes. You know that.
Oh, thank God.
You want one?
Oh, please. Pretty please.
Hell yeah. And she pulls out her pack and she lights one and then lights the other one off of the one and then, like, sticks it in his mouth.
I love that camel menthol.
Sorry, they're only menthol.
I don't care. And he does that thing where, Mom, stop listening. I'm not a smoker, but I know this. He decimates it into puffs.
And unfortunately, it doesn't calm him like it used to. It's not his vice or his virtue. So mechanically, it may help calm his nerves a bit, the familiarity of it and the pattern of the breathing. But mechanically, it doesn't help him.
Today has been fucking awful.
Yeah, but we've done some good. I mean, that little girl's back with her family.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
We murdered some evil shit, so I'd say we were successful.
How's Mason?
Not as bad as you are, but not much further behind, to be honest.
Okay, all right. He kind of slaps his cheeks a couple times, like, get together. All right. Let's get back to the group.
Mm-hmm.
I'll figure this out when we get home.
It's not safe to be out here. There might be some other hunters around, and we need to get going. I don't know what they're going to do if they come across you.
Super. Super.
All right. She sort of holds her hands out to Wolf to try and help him out. Oh, if he wants it.
He takes the help.
All right.
Thanks.
And then she'll lead him back to where she saw everybody else looking for him.
So you're not too far off, but you're a little ways. And as you walk through the clearings and the trees, you come back to the group and you find a crowd of other young men and women conversing with them.
What the fuck?
It's a crowd of four or five. Between a lot of them, there's a lot of leather and denim, and
they're hunters.
And one of them has
Sam.
One of them has a leather gun holster that straps around the thigh. He clearly got it from Amazon.
Do I recognize any of these guys?
Yeah, you know them very well.
Oh, cool.
They're the Darnell brothers and their gang.
Before we get too close, I assume we could probably see them because they're distracted talking before they can see us.
Yeah, you see them before they see you.
I'm gonna hold him back at the tree line. With like sort of like a grip on Wolf's shoulder.
Right, and with that, we'll pan over to you guys talking to them.
What are the Darnell brothers' names?
Sam and Dean.
Darnell.
For the love of God, I couldn't find Wolf in that cave.
I found an actual bear instead.
Let me consult my Trailer Park Shark Attack name cheat sheet here. Their names are Cody and Rebel.
Cody and Rebel Darnell.
I'm not gonna lie, I love that. I love
Cody
those names.
Cody and Rebel Darnell, the Hunter Brothers.
I would watch their reality TV
it's
show.
It's like a shittier version of Supernatural.
Have I met them before?
You've not met them since you were a very young boy, somewhere in that middle ground
man
between.
Boy bear.
It was at one of the hunting barbecues that your family stopped going to once you were old enough to not really gain any enrichment from it. The hunting barbecues function very similarly in many families to church. Once the child is no longer tiny, they no longer feel obliged to go, so it just sort of petered out.
Okay.
So, Cody and Rebel Darnell are in Cody's the older brother. He's 41. Rebel is the younger brother.
You can tell that the parents stopped giving a fuck after that.
You know what it is? You know what's so weird is that I actually can't picture somebody named Cody being over 30. Like, Cody is like a douchebag 20 or something year old like person's name.
Anyway, they have matching denim jackets with big embroidered American flags on the back and eagles on the right shoulder.
Oh, of course.
They match?
They match.
Oh, that's great.
They're brothers. Duh.
Cody wears a trucker hat, like a blue and white with a mesh back trucker hat. And Rebel wears a bandana over his forehead and tied in the back.
I would watch this show.
It's like Bandit Keith became two different people and decided he wanted to hunt supernatural monsters.
All right, well, Cody! And what was your name again?
Rebel. they have
the Donnell Brothers.
I'm not
brothers.
Done yet.
Oh, okay.
And their There's gang. More. And their gang.
Oh.
The Darnell gang.
One of them is their cousin Keith.
Of course.
Oh, God. One time, me, Keith.
The other two you don't know. They're new recruits. They're both youngish. They're 18 to 21 range. One is a fairly dark-skinned, Native American, with short, dark hair. And the other one has a mullet that's braided in the back and a rat tail.
Ugh. Nice. Ugh. No, this is and some type top quality shit.
And he has a water bottle with the wrapper ripped off, and it has tobacco juice in it. He spits periodically as you're talking.
Repulsive.
This is just vile.
Well, I'm painting a picture here, okay? I'm doing this for you. This is a gift.
Well, if it ain't the Donnell brothers. Do you remember me?
Cody, the older brother, steps forward and he goes, Abe. Been a while. You back from Tibet?
Oh, I've been back from Tibet for a while. I left again and ended up going to Malaysia, going again to Australia. It's been a long time.
Oh, that's great. How is Malaysia? I've never been to South America.
A lot of rain. And, we'll talk about the other thing later.
It's like that Abernathy didn't even acknowledge that.
It's like, I'm not about to make fun of him. We just
Don't challenge it.
I see that the Kansas School Board is doing well.
Straight D's my whole life. Poppy was proud. Anyway, I'm done with this.
You just knew what was important.
And he looks over to Mason. He says, your papa told us you was having some kind of a mysterious happening out here. We just thought we'd come patrol.
Oh, well, it's a little...
The happening happened.
Oh, yes. That's good news. Hey, Rebel, we gonna be home in time for the game.
Just real quick, do you have any way of disposing of a hedge gate right now?
A what now?
Oh, dear. Alright. Do you know what a changeling is?
Changeling...
Comes in
and we run into one of those ones, Rebel. I'm not sure, Cody. I think he said he was a witch or something. Yeah, and he looks back to you. Yeah, I don't know. I think you can ask us about witches, and we know hell about vampires. But yeah, I ain't heard no changelings.
All right.
We appreciate the coming by.
Yeah, call off the red alert.
Will do.
Do be careful though, on your way back.
And the three other like backup members all kind of grumble that they just got here, and one of them unloads a shotgun with a morose look on his face.
We never get to shoot anything.
And then Rebel goes, man, yeah, y'all ought to take care, because we watched what was her name? Your family, what's her name? Amity, says Cody. Yeah, we saw Amity and her crowd coming around the ridge a few minutes ago. Y'all better skedaddle. Where? Yeah, but you know, we're a fan of you guys. We won't tell them you was here.
Mason asked you a question.
Where did you see her?
Oh, you know, around about the ridge, about 10 miles from here. They was going to the other national park. They weren't sure which one it was. We told them we'd get this side, and they were going to get the other side. Yeah, I mean, I just thought I'd tell you, because, I mean, I always thought y'all were decent folk, and I didn't want you to get in trouble.
I appreciate that. We need to go. We all need to go.
Keith, lay off that chewing tobacco. It'll rot your jaw off.
He spits into the bottle and shows you his three missing teeth and says, "Yep, I know, but I just can't quit."
I just can't quit you.
A stable and steady man, that Keith. All right, let's get a move on. We'll have to double back and finish this thing off before too long.
I don't feel like there's much left we can do here.
Yeah.
We need to blow up a hedge gate. Something.
Does the other team look like they're leaving? Are they staying put? What's happening?
Yeah, they're walking back there's two parking lots. You all recall from your last visit, they're walking to the far one where JD ran to. And that leaves the path to your car open.
All right, as soon as I'm sure that they're not looking, I'll start, pushing.
I'm gonna unrig the C4 that we might use someday.
Okay.
And when it happens, it'll be glorious.
To ride with that in your car, let me tell you.
You're going to blow something up in Act 3 of this show, and it's going to be glorious.
And then you're just going to be like, yes!
And we'll be like, we planted that shit so early.
Then just consider this episode foreshadowing.
There you go.
So, you make it back to your car and get in. You drive back home, and you do not see any other hunters that you identify. The Darnell brothers do give you a friendly wave on the ride back. You pass their dually with the American flag on either side.
It's please tell me it's a raised pickup.
Yes, it is.
It's like one American flag and then like one "Don't tread on me" snake flag.
Well, that's the decal on the back window.
Oh, I see.
But the flags are.
Does it have truck nuts?
It does have truck nuts.
These guys are just going all
once we get in the car, we'll be like, are all other hunters like that?
I'd say about 40-45%.
Thanks, I hate it.
That's a disturbing percentage.
We're in redneck business. Good to know.
For anyone who's watching, Mason has pale white skin and he's perspiring cold sweat the whole way as he looks frantically all about us as JD drives us along.
So, on the drive back, JD, make me a wits drive.
Oh no. Jason Statham.
Is this where I get to add my professional training to?
Yep, you do. You, in fact, did some stunt driving back in your day.
Okay, so and then those two.
Which, incidentally, was like 3 days ago.
Incidentally. Forgot to add it the first time. Two.
So, as you are driving, you notice that you are being followed.
Shit.
Oh, hell.
Hey, you guys.
Would I notice?
He's letting you guys know.
We've picked up a bit of a tail.
How far do we have to the bridge?
You have about 2 miles.
Can I see who's in the car?
Why don't you make a wits intelligence?
Mason, get down.
I have to know.
No, yes. I'll look for you. You don't have to look.
I have to know. Two successes.
It's Amity, alone in a car.
All right, fine. Who is it?
It's my sister.
Oh. JD Floyd, please.
All right, let's do a roll-off.
Wait a minute. Why are we running from your sister? I thought it was the other side of the family you didn't like.
That's his story to tell. Just,
three.
Three. And Defender wins. So, you all manage to get to the bridge before she does.
Oh.
So you're saying your sister is with your other family?
Stop on the other side of the bridge.
I'm sorry, I'm just confused.
Three.
It's obviously important because we keep running afoul of it.
I'm getting out of the car.
If he starts moving towards the other side of the bridge, Abernathy's going to try and get out.
What are you doing? You're going to get shot.
On the other side of the bridge, Amity gets out too.
I'm walking towards her.
She's walking towards you.
JD's taking a step out of the vehicle.
Yeah, Darla's going to scramble out.
So is Wolf.
Okay, Abernathy is just kind of like seeing all these other people get out. He realizes, this could be taken as a sign of aggression. All right,
everyone stay back. I'm not running forward. I'm just waiting there.
No, just stay at this side of the bridge.
It's a fairly long bridge. It takes a while. It is a tense couple of moments as the two siblings walk towards each other.
Oh, if she kills him, I will never forgive myself.
She does have a gun belt on with two pistols in the holsters, but after she sets foot on the bridge and she looks around to make sure no one is following either of them, and she unbuckles the belt and drops it mid-step as she walks towards Mason.
Now, quick question. I want to know what Amity looks like.
Do you have any idea, or should I make it up?
I had no particular compunction.
But you have brown hair?
Did I write it down? I think so, yeah.
So she is fairly plain-faced. She has a sort of angular, bookish look to her. About Mason's height, but slimmer, with long braided hair down the back and round spectacles balanced on her nose. She's dressed in heavy fabrics, black denim, boots, an untucked flannel shirt and a tank top underneath. She looks like a working girl who's accustomed to spending her days in the heat, going up and down rough terrain and living the life of a hunter. She is older than Mason by a noticeable number of years. And when she reaches the rough center of the bridge, she puts her hands in her back pockets and waits for Mason to finish the last stretch.
I think I would set down Ishima's eye and keep walking.
As you get close, her face is stoic, but she blinks rapidly. There's a lot of emotion in her face. Little brother?
It's good to see you.
She wipes one eye and nods. It's good to see you.
Well, we weren't over there for no good reason. We've been busy. I started hunting. I didn't want to do that, but I mean, you know, I came back to it, kind of good at it. We captured a true fae, and one of its fetches was fleeing to your side of the river to warn the other one. And we killed it before it could. We destroyed that fae's avatar. And, it's really good to see you.
She, steps closer and, hesitantly, she gives you a hug.
Yeah. He definitely returns it.
And, she, while you're in that embrace and close, she says, into your ear over the roaring sound of traffic and the wind over the bridge, "I'm sorry you had to come back. I'm so sorry. I was going to try and fix it myself, but I got caught up trying to climb the ladder and figure out what the other family knew, and it's not much." She pulls away, but she keeps her hands on your shoulders.
Here's what I know. Decades ago, our forefathers were tricked, most likely by the Fae, with an exit on your side of the river. And it calls itself anticipation.
Anticipation.
It takes the form of a slender, pale beast, tall.
You saw it?
Fast. We ran away from it. The form we killed on this side doesn't matter. It'll come back. We only got lucky that we trapped the other one. But it's been It can change its form. It can assume somebody's body, their voice. It's been pitting us against each other for decades.
Killed Mom.
No.
I'm sure of it now. I know. I shouldn't tell you this. It got... You know their line? On that side, she motions towards the misery side.
What do you mean?
Their family line.
Yeah.
Got Gracie last year. She was the strongest hunter I knew. But I learned stuff from it. Learned its name. But you saw it. You got away.
Ran once. I have a very, very, very talented team. One of them is very fast. He managed barely to get away from that thing. It's inhuman fast.
Gracie's on a motorcycle. That must be some dude.
Yeah, it's unreal.
Genetic freak.
it doesn't make sense, but the second time we were able to break it, I want to break this down. Can you?
That's why I'm here. It'll be risky. I know of a place called the Broken Bone.
Yeah.
It's on our side, okay. But it's an Elysium for the local vampires. Hunters aren't allowed there.
No shit.
But that means the family won't be allowed there either. If we can pass, get the scent right, we could talk freely.
How do you do that?
I mean, you just roll around in a grave mostly. They can't really tell the difference. They just think you smell new.
I know a few of those. Here, I just pulls out paper. Ben, where's the address?
She gives you the address.
Okay.
Burn that when you're done.
I will.
I don't know why I'm telling you that. You know that. She punches you in the arm.
When she punches him, Abernathy's like, oh shit, she's going for it.
Should I bring my crew?
More of us there are, the harder it'll be, but they're as good as you say, we'll probably need them.
I'll be following your lead. I'm still no good at lying.
No, you aren't. All right, well, I don't want to stay out here any longer before someone sees me, so. And she does a gesture that you two learned in childhood. You are often put in situations where affection and any kind of softness would be inappropriate or would be a bad sign to show in front of other hunters. It looks like she's running her hand over her mouth, like to, you know, wipe sweat or something off of her face. But she stops and kisses her palm. And then lightly slaps you on the cheek.
Yeah. I wish you didn't have to go. And he does the same.
Soon. And then she turns away and retrieves her weapons and gets back in her car. And
walks back.
So do you think that went well?
They're both standing. I'd say that was about as peaceable as it could have been.
I think it went better than you guys think.
I think I'll just grab my gun on the way back. And just pop on it.
Climb back in the car.
Climb back in
the car. Turn it on.
Wolf, what are your needle and thread? Remind me.
My needle is counselor and my thread is love.
All right, well then you can take a clarity back from your thread for witnessing the exchange that just happened.
Okay.
Nice.
And with that, I think you all return to your base.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Do we get some downtime now? Mm-hmm. You do. In fact, this is a great opportunity for downtime.
Downtime. Yes, Steven.
If we have downtime, there is something Wolf is going to do that night.
Okay. You can go first then. Okay.
Well, I'm going to need John's approval on this one.
Okay.
Wolf's going to show up to Mason's room. Six pack of beer and a copy of The Dark Knight Returns.
Wamp, wamp.
Well, it's somebody he could relate to.
Shouldn't you start with Batman Begins?
That movie sucks.
I thought it was like a 6.9.
Nice. 69. Hey, Mace.
Am I alone?
In your room?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know why anyone else would be there.
Alright.
Yeah, you
Wait. Where's Amelia?
Okay, look, if you want to hook up, you gotta take the initiative, buddy.
No, that's not what I'm
asking. Quick question. For. Like, legit, where's Amelia?
God. Immediately sex.
We were laughing because Buckle called you out. Like, why would there be anyone there?
No, guys, we need to address this. Where is Amelia? Because she could be fucking Mason.
No.
Oh, okay.
Can't, like, sit in the room and talk. Like,
that's how that would go.
This is the most fangirl glasses conversation I've
ever
heard. They're both unaccounted for, which means they're having sex.
Yeah.
I'm calling myself out here.
I don't even have my I ship it sign out.
No. Like,
I'm calling myself out here because I am a fangirl and we do that.
Seriously traumatic just happened to Mason and something really crazy just happened to Amelia that might want to talk about it. I don't know. But yes. Chilling out in the room.
Oh yeah, if he were involved with anyone but Amelia, that's absolutely what would happen. But this is Amelia, so she just ghosts on you.
Yeah.
She is gone.
Wow. All
right.
So anyway,
yeah,
text me.
Wolf is there with a six pack of beer and a DVD of The Dark Knight Rises.
Mm-hmm. He looks up from what would the word be? A leather case that's spread out across his bread.
Bread.
A suitcase.
No, just like a little. Basically just a case that would be filled with things used to clean a gun.
Oh, okay.
It would
a cleaning kit, yeah.
Yeah, and rolled out across the bed, and he's got a Shema, and he's taking all the dirt out and pulling up out the parts and
making sure
the
some eye are... drops.
Yeah. Got some Visine going.
Some moisturize.
Recently added.
Technically, no, you're not alone. Aishma is with you.
Yeah. Aishma just goes,
moisturize me. Rolling around on the bed, yes or no. Because that's a thing that happened. That's a thing I narrated.
So yeah, the eyeball and Mason look up at you when you open the door.
Yeah, the eyeball just like snaps you.
No, it makes like a little
noise.
Oh, that's not creepy. Hey. How you feeling?
Pretty terrible.
Same.
But I'm alive, and you're all alive, so that'll do.
Sometimes that's a win.
Yeah.
Most of the time that's a win.
Yeah.
Anyway, I feel like a raging dumpster fire myself.
Mm-hmm.
I was hallucinating earlier. That was fun.
Were you?
Yeah. That's something for tomorrow, Wolf, to deal with.
Okay.
Tonight. And he holds up the DVD. How do you feel about a movie night where we just kind of sit there, watch it, and we don't talk about anything too real?
Yeah. Please.
Sounds good?
Please.
All right.
Yeah. No.
So Wolf sets up his laptop, pops in the DVD and plops down on the floor. And they watch The Dark Knight Rises.
What does Mason feel about realizing he's Batman?
I can't be. He got to keep his parents.
Oh.
Ooh, shots fired.
And somehow it's worse.
We never discussed whether or not the Waynes were, like, bastards or not.
Yeah.
Pretty sure they weren't, but...
Yeah, the dad was supposed to be a really super good guy.
Yeah, they're supposed to be good people.
Super okay. philanthropist.
Yeah.
So that was one of my huge things for downtime.
Anyone else have a downtime set that
wants to? Yes! I'm running the course.
Yes, let's do this.
This is the light side of stuff.
Alright.
This is what JD does when he has downtime here.
Alright.
He's falling over and over and over again.
Since you have been so dedicated in running this course, I'm going to knock off one difficulty class for all of the obstacles you've previously done. Which means you only need 2 to get past the first 3.
That's 2.
Yep, good enough.
2.
That's the rolling log.
Yes, that's the rolling log.
That's more.
Alright, so you need 2 to get past the slippy steps, we'll call them.
That one
the poles
was
that move.
5.
Alright, you get past those pretty well.
There's got to be a better name than Slippy Steps.
Slippy Steps.
I'll think of something.
I feel like they were all named by 12-year-olds, so they're going to be...
And this is the ninja wall.
Five.
That's what you needed. Yes. You get up the ninja wall, and now you are faced with a unknown challenge. So this is a pair of parallel bars with handles hanging from them, and you have to shimmy your way down. Past, there are basically bags of flour hanging from ropes that drop at odd intervals that will knock you off of the handles. And there's 3 of them.
This is like a ninja warrior plus physical harm.
Well, it doesn't harm you if you're good enough.
I guess that's
which
true.
Which is the motto of Mason's childhood.
I'm adding a willpower.
Okay.
I can just imagine Isaac just being like, Good, scrub.
That was basically his parenting style.
Hey, he gave us body armor.
When I was your age, my daddy didn't even give me body armor.
That's 5 again.
All right, 5 is enough to get through the first 2. I need 1 more roll for the 3rd.
Okay. Yet, yo. That is a critical failure.
Ooh. So you get past the other 2. It is the last obstacle. You can see the landing pad right in front of you. You swing, you build up momentum, trying to make sure you don't slip, and you misjudge the timing, and that last sack of flour hits you right in the noggin.
Right on the noggin.
And sends you falling into a net below that rolls you to the center. Not bad. Amity's high score stays for now.
You'll get that alternate costume yet.
So how long is this downtime? Is it just like a night?
It's like a night, yeah.
Okay, well...
I mean, I assume you all don't want to stall too long on going and getting Wolf introduced to the court.
The court, yeah.
And probably April.
And then we have
this
meeting, or whatever that's supposed to be.
Yeah, and the meeting with
I have not talked about
Amity.
That.
So, yeah, one night's downtime.
Not that we can get in.
All right, I think...
One night of downtime.
I think Darla's going to spend some time... Sort of maybe punching her feelings out on a punching bag in the boxing room.
Punch it real good.
Yeah.
You gotta build up that strength.
Yeah.
Bag's been talking shit about you while you're gone.
Let's see. I'm spreading out his downtime on, like, working on the bunker whenever there's a free moment for it.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
So, like, I don't know, at this point, there's probably some rooms that need sweeping out.
Yeah. Or maybe he's, you know, fixing a leaky pipe in the bathroom or something.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
I could see him coming through the boxing room with a bunch of trash bags, full trash bags, and just being like, are you winning?
Is there anything to win?
Yourself, Miss Kate.
Then, yeah, I'm winning.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Have a nice night.
I love Abernathy's spiritual bullshit.
I love Abernathy and Darla's relationships.
And that leaves Mason.
Well, he was doing the Dark Knight.
Yeah, we were watching that.
Yes.
And then...
Well, after that's over, whatever you want to do.
Oh, and Steven, take a clarity back for council.
Oh, okay.
I know exactly what I want to do. I'm going to take a very long walk with a bag of fertilizer and a can of water.
Okay.
I'm going to walk towards... So, correct me if I'm wrong, but these two houses are still on the same property. This house that we stay at and the new mansion.
No, they're a drive away. They're 15 minutes away.
Was this house the one we stayed at when I was a child?
Yes.
Then I'm going to walk a ways into the woods and find a small clearing where there's a sapling struggling in the middle of the clearing. And I'm going to pour some fertilizer and water on it and just sit for a while.
Make a wits perception. Wits.
Wits composure?
Composure. That's one thing.
It's alright. I say the exact same thing all the time.
I don't know where it went. I'm going to use the new dice. Two successes.
So as you're walking, you detect another presence nearby. You get the scent of cut grass and, you know, sort of shapes moving in and out of your peripheral vision. But it doesn't feel threatening to you. It feels familiar. Okay. And after you've been sitting a while, Amelia steps out of the foliage and just kind of kneels beside you.
How you doing?
I don't like it here.
No, but this is the best place in all of this place.
Yeah. She looks around the clearing and at the little sapling. And with a slight smile, she kind of looks sideways at Mason and takes his hand and puts it on the trunk of the tree. Mm. And you don't see anything happen, but the trunk of the tree grows thicker and the roots grow healthier and strong. The leaves bloom and fall and grow again and bloom again and fall and grow again. And the sapling that was previously on its last limb appears healthy. Not old, still a sapling, but repaired by the fertilizer that you just put there. And she lets go of your hand.
Oh. You know, I never could get this thing to live. I had to plant a new one every 2 years for the last 10 years.
She lays her head on your shoulder. Just needs more time.
Yeah. So how about you? Now that you've got time. We just need to finish the thing off, but the coast is looking clear.
More time isn't always good. Back time, sometimes, should stay back.
Yeah. But I mean...
But forward time. Forward time you draw, like with a pencil.
Yeah. We decide.
Kind of.
As much as we can. And I'm sorry I brought you here, but I'm really glad that you came. And whenever you want to go, I'll do whatever I can to help that. Though I don't think you need me. You got here in an hour. That's amazing.
I wanted to see you.
Me?
It's dangerous. But I wanted to see you.
Why?
With you, I feel more human.
God, sometimes I don't feel human at all, Emily. Not at all. I'm sorry.
With the sound of her real name, she joins you in approaching tears.
Yeah.
And her hand sort of clenches in the fabric of your sort of sweater or coat, whatever you're wearing.
Yeah. You know, I can't decide if things like the Fae are the true monsters or if humans struck by tragedy are. And every day I get to sit there and watch myself and realize that I would be really, really, really like my father if I just let it happen. And I'd be really good at it. And that terrifies me.
Yeah.
I'm really glad you came.
Thank you. I think I'll always be scared. Scary. Have been scared.
Yeah. Well, there's...
But better now.
I think we both will be. I think I just need to accept this. You know, I'm just... This is the life now.
She puts her hands on her forehead in the antlers motion, and she lays them on the roots of the tree. And she says, time is like this. It's... When I was... When I was a little me,
yeah.
I thought, it's like this. And she lays her hands and arms flat and touches their fingers together. But it's like this. And she puts her hands on the roots. She puts her hands on her forehead again.
Yeah.
The thing for me will never die.
Yeah.
It always. It's part of the place.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, I'll always be scared, but I'm starting to understand the present again.
Well, if...
And that's you.
So I, Mason and take her hand. She pull back?
No, she smiles a little.
Mason's going to lean in and give her a kiss. He might start too. I'm sorry.
She puts her finger on his lips. And then migrates them around to his jaw and tries it for herself. Aww. Oh no!
Do other people know about this? We should tell them.
Nobody knows.
And
shut the fuck up.
Oh, my heart.
Once it's
my
over.
Heart. Oh, fucking heart.
Alone at night in the forest next to a newly healed tree, she says, better.
Uncanny Valley Cancer Cell was created by Bucklenagel and Stephen Pope and produced by Bucklenagel, Stephen Pope, and Deanna Venable. Editing and mixing done by Stephen Pope and John Tompkins. The players are Deanna Venable as Darla, Garrett Schmickle's Abernathy, Stephen Pope as Wolf, Michael Morris as JD, John Tompkins as Mason, and Buckle Nagel running the game. Hunter the Vigil 2nd Edition is created and published by Onyx Path Publishing. Find us online at Uncanny Show on Twitter and at UncannyValleyShow.com. Make sure to check out other Save and Throw Show productions like Wild Cards or Experience Pointers wherever you get your podcast. And hey, have a good night.